The following is tape number 10 on the Nectar of Devotion series, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded between October 20th and November 14th, 1972, in Vrindavan, India.
Srila Rupa Goswami quotes another verse from the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 33rd chapter, 6th verse, in which Devahuti addresses her son, Kapila Deva, and says, quote, "My dear Loka, there are 9 different kinds of devotional service, beginning from hearing and chanting. Anyone who hears about your pastimes, who chants about your glories, who offers you obeisances, who thinks of you, and in this way executes any of the 9 kinds of devotional service, even if he is born in a family of dog-eaters, the lowest grade of mankind, becomes immediately qualified to perform sacrifices."
Well, sadhu pishadda savanaya kalpa. This is the verse. Actually, you have seen it. Last time, when I was coming via Philippines, so we have got a center there, and it is very nicely organized within 6 months by one of our devotees, Siddha Sarupananda Maharaj and his colleague. So it is very nicely organized, and they are actually dog eaters. These Philippines, they are dog eaters. In those parts of the world, the Koreans, the Philippines, in the Chinese, some of the Japanese, they are dog eaters. But even though they are dog eaters, they attended the meeting and chanted with us so nicely, better than a so-called Vaishnava in India. Yes, they are so nice. It is practically seen. So that is also stated in the, confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Sadhopi saddha savanaya kalpata. If one dog eater, a person born in the family of dog eaters, because the dog eaters are considered lowest of the humankind, chandala, sapach. In many places it is said, ahavato sapachopi gariyana jajjibhagre namatubham. Sapacha. Sapacha means dog eaters. They also become glorious, provided they chant offenselessly the Hare Krishna mantra. Ahavato sapachato vigaryan jajjibhagre namatubham. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us, it is in the Shastra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has pointed out the Acharya's business. Everything is there in the Shastra. Acharya does not invent anything. That is not Acharya. Acharya simply points out, here is the thing. Just like in the darkness of night, we cannot see anything perfectly, or cannot see anything. But when there is sunrise, the sunrise, effect of sunrise is that we can see things as they are. The things are not manufactured. There is already. The things are all, the houses, the town, and everything is there. But when there is sunrise, we can see everything nicely. Similarly, Acharya or incarnation, they do not create anything. They simply give the light to see things as they are. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out this verse from Brihad Naradiya Purana. The verse was already in the Brihad Naradiya Purana. Harinnama, harinnama, harinnama iva kevalam, kalo nastiva, nastiva, nastiva gati annata. This verse was already there in the Brihad Naradiya Purana, the indication of our activities in the age of Kali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he pointed out, although he is Krishna himself, he could manufacture so many things, but he did not do so. That is Acharya. Acharya will not manufacture any new type of religion, a new type of phrase of Hare Krishna mantra. That is not potent. This, just like Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is in the Shastra. So that is potential. That if we add and subtract something from these 16 words, that is my manufacture. That will have not the potency. They do not understand it. They are thinking if they can manufacture some new line adding with Hare Krishna, then he becomes particularly noted. But he spoils the whole thing. That is it. He does not make any new thing. The new thing he does, he spoils the whole thing. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never did so. Although he is Krishna himself, he stuck to the point of Shastra. Krishna, he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He also indicates, Jashastra vidhim sijja vattati kamakar. Na siddhin sabab. He indicates that nobody can give up the injunction of the Shastra. Brahma Sutra Padaishaiva Hitumad Vi Vininnakam. Krishna says, he can give whatever he says, that is Shastra, that is Veda. But still he gives reference to the Shastra. So Acharya's duty is to point out the Shastric injunction. They are already there in the Vedas. His duty is just like there are so many medicines. If you go to a drug shop, all of them are medicines. But the experienced physician, he gives you a medicine which is particularly suitable for you. You cannot say, sir, why you are selecting medicine? You can give anyone bottle. That is nonsense. Not anyone. The particular body, a particular bottle, and a particular medicine which is suitable for you, the experienced physician gives you. He is acharya. You cannot say that everything is medicine. Whichever bottle I take, that's all right. No, that's not. This is going on. Jatamat tatam. Why jatamat tatam? The particular mouth which is suitable for you at a particular time, that should be accepted. Not any other mouth. So similarly, in this age, in this Kali Yuga, where people are very short living, duration of life is very short, they are unfortunate, they are very slow, and they take to unauthorized means of religious principles. They are prone to so many disturbances of life. Therefore, this particular medicine for this age, as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatirannatha. Prabhu kahe ya haite sarva siddhi hai veto. So, we should take the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has especially incarnated himself in this age, Kali Yuga. Kalo Sankirtana Praya Jajanti Hi Sumedhas. This is the Shastric injunction. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishnam Sangha Pangasta Parsadam Jaggai Sankirtanai Praya Jajantihi Sumedas. This is the injunction in the Shastra that this form of the Lord, who is accompanied by his associates, Sangha Pangasta Parsadam. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always associated with Sri Advaita Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Gadadhar Prabhu, Sri Srivasa Prabhu. Therefore, the process of worship is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktam. That is perfect process. Not to cut short. No, as it is indicated. This is indication in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna Sangha Pangasta. So when we have to worship Lord Chaitanya, we worship with his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta. No, cut short method. So that is Shastric Indian. So in order to get rid of the sinful activities of this age, it is already prescribed in the Shastra and confirmed by the greatest authority, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chetadatmana Mahajanam Bhava Mahadabhagni Nirbhapanam. So we should all take to this Mahamantra, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Thank you very much. Then he becomes eligible to perform sacrifice. That is officially accepted. That a Vaishnava, even born of a dog-eater's family, kirata hunandra pulinda pukkasa abhira sambha javana kasadaya, janne cha papa. These are the least of low-grade human society, kirata hunandra, and there may be others also. There may be others, janne cha papa, anne, any kinds of sinful man, shuddhanti, jad upasraya asraya. If such man takes shelter of a pure devotee, then he purifies him. Shuddhanti. One may question how he becomes purified. He is born of a family of dog-eaters. How he becomes purified? It requires, according to smarter consideration, he requires next birth. There are two processes of Vedic understanding. Smartha vichar and Goswami vichar. According to smartha vichar, unless a person born in a low-grade family takes another birth, he cannot be eligible to become a Brahman. But according to Goswami Vichar, if he is properly initiated by a bona fide Vaishnava, then he becomes more than a Brahman. Sadhupi Shaddha. Immediately he becomes eligible to perform sacrifices. So, the problem is that at the present moment we are not taking care, I mean that our Indian Brahmanas or those who are spiritual leaders, they are not actually taking care of the fallen souls. But in the Bhagavad Gita, it is sanctioned. It is said clearly, Maṁ hi pārtha vipāśrityā jīpīṣu pāpajuna. Any person born of low-grade family, pāpajuni, Sriya Abhasya Sathaya Sudya Sripi Janti Paranga. So, it is the duty of the elevated person, Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, to take charge of this business. Krishna says, Jepisu Papajan. Never mind. One is born in low-grade family, but he can go back to home, back to Godhead. Sripi Janti Paranga. So who will take the initiative to elevate this person? Unless one who is expert does not take interest for elevating these fallen souls, then how they will be elevated? This is the problem. But we are not careful about this affair. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore indicated that Bharat Bhumite Manusha Janma Hailo Jas, Janma Sarthak Kari Karo Paropaka. This is Paropaka. Those who are born in low grade family. The most regrettable fact is that in India, the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, they did not take care of the fallen souls. Once one becomes somehow or other a Mohammedan, he has no more chance to come back to the Hindu society. This policy was being followed, and therefore the result is that these fallen souls, whom we call fallen souls, the Mohammedans, they partitioned. Now we are crying. Not only that, I think from historical point of view, this whole planet was India, Bharatvarsha. This planet was called Bharatvarsha, not this portion of land. But because gradually the Vedic culture become diminished, they separated from this Vedic culture, as we have got actual experience. And within 20 years, the Pakistan is taken away from India. See, if we follow that policy, that one who is born in India as Brahman, except him, nobody can become Brahmana, then this Vedic civilization will be, in due course of time, lost. We should be very careful. Therefore, this Krishna consciousness movement is spreading Vedic culture outside India. And they are welcoming it, those who are intelligent, they are welcoming it, they are accepting it. We should encourage them. Instead of discouraging this movement, we should encourage, so that the whole world can be united on the platform of this Krishna consciousness movement. If we simply hate low-grade families, low-grade men, that will not solve the problem. Just like when there was political movement in India, the Britishers, they presented so many problems, just like the untouchables, the Mohammedans, there are so many things. The Britishers put forward these problems. They are not willing to separate the British rule. Only some high class, higher section of the Hindu, they are trying to separate the British rule. At that time, Gandhi stamped the Chamars and the Bhangis as Harijan. That means, as soon as there was the word Harijan, immediately a person would be considered coming from the Chamars and the Bhangis. But such exalted title, Harijan, is offered to personalities like Narada, Brahma, those who are actually associates with Hari. But according to Shastra, there is no objection to access these Chamars and the Bhangis or any low-grade family to make him Harijan, provided he accessed the lotus feet of Krishna in a regular way by the Vaishnava Vidhan. Just recommended by the Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Tatha Dikha Vidhanena Vijatang Jayate Nina. Dikha Vidhanena. By the proper initiative process, one can become Vija, twice born. Nina. Tatha kaṃsana kāṃ jāti kāṃsa raso vidhānena tathā dikha vidhānena vijatang jāyati nila. This is the injunction of Sanatana Goswami. Just like by chemical manipulation, by mercury, with cans of bell metal. This is the suggestion given by Sanatana Goswami, that as bell metal can be transformed into gold by mixing with mercury. Similarly, it is a question of manipulating. Similarly, by expert manipulation, any man, not low or high, it doesn't matter, any man can be transformed into a Brahman, Bija, twice born. So, this is recommended not only by Sanatana Goswami, by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, and Sukadeva Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, Suddhanti Prabhavishnabe Nama. He recommends that when one becomes a Vaishnava, by the supreme power of Vishnu, Prabhavishnabe Nama, he has got so much power that he can turn a low-grade man into a great Vaishnava. Just like Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, he was born in Mohammedan family, and he was made Namacharya Haridas Thakur by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Namacharya, the Acharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually appeared for glorifying the holy name of the Lord. Harinama, 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 Iva Kevalam. Krishna Vannam Tisha Krishna, always chanting Hare Krishna. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specially incarnated, advented himself for spreading this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and Haridas Thakur, who was born in a Mohammedan family, he was made the Namacharya, the authority of spreading this holy name. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami, they become Mohammedan, at least formally. His name was also changed, Sakar Mallik, Davir Khas. And they were made the prime ministers of spreading the Sankirtan movement, the Chaitanya cult. Sanatana, we are sitting here in Rupa Goswami's place. So, officially, they become Mohammedan. But by the grace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they become Goswami, Rupa Goswami. Eichhaya Gosai Jar Karmai Das, Nartandas Thakur said, that these six Goswamis, anyone who accepts these six Goswamis as authority, spiritual master, I am his servant. Therefore, we Gaudiya Vaishnava, we are known as Rupanuga Vaishnava, following the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami. So this is the process. So by following the footsteps of Rupa Goswami, the whole world can become purified. Sadhupi Saddha Sabanaya Kalva. Not only purified, but they are purified so much so that they can be allowed to perform yagyas. Because performing yagya was entrusted to high class Brahmana, who is very expert in mantra tantra visharad, not ordinary Brahmana. So a Vaishnava is recommended to take charge of performing sacrifices. Sadhupi saddha sabanaya kalpa. So this is the exalted position. Haridas Thakur, actually, this was exemplified by Gadadhar, again, Advaita Prabhu. Advaita Prabhu happened to be, at that time, the president of the Brahmana Society. Very learned scholar and Vaishnava. And he was entrusted to be the president of Brahmana Society in Shantipur. So, when he performed the the ritualistic ceremony after the death of his father, funeral ceremony, he offered the first prasadam to Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur was little shy accepting that Advaita Prabhu, you have exalted me in so many ways, but you, because according to the Smartha Vidhan, when one is performing the funeral ceremony of his father, the first portion would be offered to the best of the Brahmins. So it was offered to Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur felt little shyness that, Advaita Prabhu, you love me, that is all right, but you are doing all these things, you may be socially ostracized. So Advaita Prabhu said, no, by feeding you, I am feeding 1 crore of best Brahmins. And let any Brahman come to me, I shall convince him. That was his statement. So this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that we can accept anyone. It doesn't matter where from he is coming, and make him a pure Vaishnava. And following the footsteps of Advaita Prabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these Vaishnavas from foreign countries, those who are actually purified by the process of initiation, they should be accepted, they should not be neglected. Unfortunately, there is some silent protest that I am ruining the Hindu religion because I am initiating the Europeans and Americans. Therefore, I am ruining Hindu religion. There is a grudge against me. But you can just consider these points, that I am going strictly according to the regulation given by the Goswamis and the Shastras. Shastra allows, Krishna says, Mahi Partha Brapasritta Jepisu Papajani. Papajani, any Papajani, it doesn't matter. If he takes regularly the shelter of Krishna, lotus feet of Krishna, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that prithivite ache jato nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar haibe marna. He predicted. Practically, we are trying to carry out the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered that anyone who has taken birth as human being in Bharatvarsha, he should engage his life for paropakar. And he said also, prithivite ache jato nagaradidya, all over the world, as many towns and villages are there, my name will be established there. So we are trying to do that. So his name should be established. Does that mean that they should remain as javanas or mechas and simply know Lord Chaitanya? No. Actually, the fact is that everyone should be elevated to the position of Vaishnava, purified Vaishnava, that is recommended in the Srimad Bhagavat, Bhagavad Gita. Chatur Bandang Maya System Guna Karma Vibharas. They should be made into Brahmanas by qualifying them as Brahmana. So the first condition is that anyone who comes to Krishna consciousness as a bona fide initiated member, he gives us all these abominable habits, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication. They have given up even smoking cigarette, even drinking tea, coffee. So they are all, after being qualified, they are accepted as Vaishnava and properly initiated. So They cannot be neglected as other than Brahmanas. That is not very good proposition. They are according to Shastra, they are qualified. It may be due to some past habits, they may commit some mistake, and consciously, no Vaishnava commits any mistake. But maybe due to habit, that is also protected by Krishna. Apite sudhuracharo bhajate mamanannabha sadhureva samantapva. Even there are some discrepancies. But if the only one qualification is there, that is taking to Krishna consciousness rigidly, he is sadhu. Sadhureva samantapva. He is not to be neglected. So, these Europeans, Americans, devotees, according to the enunciation given by Rupa Goswami, as it is supported by Lord Krishna himself, as it is supported by Sukadeva Goswami, as it is supported by Sanatana Goswami, as it is ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are regularly initiated Vaishnava. They should not be neglected. That will be Vaishnava aparad, offense unto the Vaishnava. Out of all kinds of aparadhas, offenses, Vaishnava aparad is the most dangerous. Most dangerous. Vaishnava aparad is not excused by Vishnu. The instance is what is called? I forget his name. Amurit and Durvasa. Durvasa Muni, because he offended to Amrit Maharaj. He was not excused even by Vishnu. He had to fall down on the feet of Maharaj Ambarish. Yes, Ambarish Upakha. Yes. So Vaishnava aparad is the greatest offense. Even a great sage like Durvasa was not excused. He was so great, Durvasa, that he could go personally to all the lokas, Brahma loka, Shiva loka, Vishnu loka. Personally he could go by his yogic power. Just imagine how much he was powerful. He saw face to face Lord Vishnu and requested him to give him protection from the Sudarshan Chakra. And Vishnu refused. So I cannot give you protection because you are offended to a Vaishnava. Only Amrish Maharaj can give you protection. Just see. He was so exalted yogi that he could see personally Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Vishnu, but still he was not excused on account of his offense to a Vaishnava. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has warned very severely, Dharmadde Vaishnava aparat hati mata. Vaishnava aparad is the greatest offense. We should be very careful. In according to our Vedic civilization, a Vaishnava, a saintly person, was never under the government laws. They were not under the Gavai government laws, even Jamaraja's law. That is also stated. Jamaraja warned his servants not to approach Vaishnava. So Vaishnava's position is so great. So this Krishna consciousness movement is meant for turning everyone to become a pure Vaishnava. Pure Vaishnava. That is the actual aim of human life. As we are discussing this morning, mumuksha. The aim of human life is to get out of the clutches of Maya, repetition of birth and death and transmigration from one body to another. That is the real aim of life. That is real freedom. So, if we neglect this opportunity, then we are called atmaha. Atmaha means committing suicide. It's like a person knowingly committing suicide, cutting his throat. Similarly, a human being getting so much opportunity, especially in India, we have got so many books of knowledge, especially the Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Vedanta Sutra. Vedanta Sutra means Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is explicit narration of the Vedanta Sutra, Bhāsaṁ Brahma Sutra. So, Indians especially should take advantage of this human form of life and spread this knowledge all over the world. Then the whole world will be peaceful and happy. That is our proposition. It is not I repeatedly say that this is not a religious cult, that we want to supersede another type of religion. That is not our business. Our aim is to make all people happy. Sarve sukhina bhavantu. This is the Vedic mission. Everyone should be happy. And they are trying to be happy, but they do not know how to become. Nati vidushartha gatingi Vishnu. They are misguided. They cannot be happy without becoming Vaishnava. This is open declaration in the Shastra. They cannot become happy. Nati vidushartha gatingi Vishnu durasaya. If they are trying to become happy, otherwise, that is durasaya. Hopeless thing. It will never be fructified. It will never be successful. Nati vidu. They do not know. Therefore, our business is to make them know that this is the way of perfection. Take Krishna consciousness. Make your life perfect. Be happy. And go back to home, back to God. This is our mission. They do not know. So we are trying to convince them in so many ways. There is no need of so many ways. The one simple method, chanting a Hare Krishna mantra, will be sufficient to make them perfect. Cheta darpana marjanam, bhavo mahadavagni nidbhapana. The problem, bhavo mahadavagni. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, mahadavagni, great forest fire. Forest fire, we have no experience immediately, but in America there is occasionally forest fire. We have got very good experience. There are many forests also. So, the forest fire takes place automatically. Nobody goes to set fire. Similarly, in this material world, the blazing fire is always there. Problems, different problems. Bhavo mahadavagni nidbapanam. This will be extinguished immediately. It is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying. How? Param vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. Simply by spreading the Sankirtan movement, all the problems of the world will be immediately mitigated. So, to make people Vaishnava, pure Vaishnava, and to spread the Sankirtan movement, this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we are trying our best. Actually, it was the duty of the Indians. But, fortunately, the Americans have taken them instead of Indians. Therefore, I have brought them. The Indians, you are forgetting your duty. The foreigners are doing your duty. So you should welcome them instead of driving them away by so many pleas. This is not very good. Yes, go on.
In the Padma Purana, there are four kinds of effects due to sinful activity, which are listed as follows. 1, the effect which is not yet fructified. 2, the effect which is lying as seed. 3, the effect which is already mature, and 4, the effect which is almost mature. It is also stated that all these four effects...
Kutastha, bij, prarabdha, like that. These are our effects. Just like we can understand in modern, just like if you infect some disease, it becomes immediately kutastha. Kutastha means stop. In due course of time, it will come out, manifest. Similarly, we are acting so many sinful activities. Sometimes they complain that this man is committing so many sinful activities, but he is happy. But actually, he is enjoying the effects of his past, something past. Now he is happy. But that effect of the impious activities, that is in stock. It will come out in due course of time. That is called kutastha. Kutastha, phalanmo, prarabdha, these are the Sanskrit language. That is being explained here. Go on.
It is also stated that all these four effects become immediately vanquished for those who surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, and become engaged in His devotional service.
Yes. These four kinds of stages of sinful activities, installed, almost rectified, manifest, all these stages of sinful activities can be immediately nullified, because it is assured by Krishna, aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhesya. It is not imagination. If we believe in the words of Krishna, then there is no question of denying this fact. Krishna personally says, aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhesya. Sarva papebhyo. Kutastha, phalanmokh, prarabdha, everything, it becomes immediately nullified, simply by this process, by surrendering. Krishna, I was mistaken. I forgot your mastership, you are my eternal Lord. So I was bewildered, I was wondering. Now I have come to my senses, I surrender unto you sincerely. You accept me. This very thing will give you immediately protection from all sinful activities. Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam saranam vaja, aham tva sarva papebhyo mokkhesya. So where is the difficulty? Let us surrender to Krishna and execute His will. Whatever surrender means, I must be prepared to execute the will of Krishna. Not my whims, but Krishna's will. The Krishna's will is that you become Krishna's devotee. Manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji mang namaskuru. Where is the difficulty? You surrender unto Him, and He has yours. Mame vaja prapadante mayame tang sarantit. Immediately He becomes relieved from the effects of illusory energy. So there is no difficulty. Not at all difficulty. Let us immediately become, surrender to Krishna's lotus feet. Think of Him always. Manmana bhava mad bhakta. To become His devotee. Always think of Him. Manmana bhava mad bhakta mad jaji mang namaskuru. Always worship me. Always offer obeisances. These are the four principles. Anyone can do it. There is no restriction for any caste, creed, nation, everyone. It is open to the human being. If we actually want to be happy, we must take to Krishna consciousness. There is no other alternative. That is our point. Yes, Ron.
Those effects described as almost mature refer to the distress from which one is suffering at present. And the effect lying as seed means that in the core of the heart there is a certain stock of sinful desires which are like seed. The Sanskrit word kutam means that they are almost ready to produce the seed or the effect of the seed. An immature effect refers to the case where the seed has not yet begun. From this statement of Padma Purana, it is understood that material contamination is very subtle. Its beginning, its fruition, and results, and how one suffers such results in the form of distress are part of a great change. When one catches some disease, it is often very difficult to ascertain the cause of the disease, where it originated, and how it is maturing. The suffering of a disease, however, does not appear all of a sudden. It actually takes time. And, as in the medical field, for precaution's sake, the doctor injects the vaccinations to prevent the growing of contamination. Similarly, the practical injection to stop all the fructifications of the seeds of our sinful activity is simply engagement in
Krishna consciousness. This is the best injection. Take this injection and become free from all sinful reactions. Gone.
In this connection, Sukadeva Goswami speaks in the sixth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, second chapter, 17th verse, about the story of Ajamil, who began life as a fine and dutiful brahmana, but in his young manhood became wholly corrupted by a prostitute. At the end of his wicked life, just by calling the name of Narayana or Krishna, he was saved, despite so much sin. Sukadeva points out that our standard...
Sarpamapi asya dharma satrayate mahato bhaya. That is stated in the Bhagavad. Sarpamapi asya dharma. Little Krishna consciousness can save you from the greatest danger. The example is this Ajamil. Ajamil was the greatest sinful man. Similarly, Jagai Madhai. So, Krishna consciousness is so nice that from the life of Ajamila, we understand, simply by uttering the name of Narayana at the time of his death, he became eligible to be promoted to the Vaikuntha Loka.
Sukadeva points out that austerity, charity, and the performance of ritualistic ceremonies for counteracting sinful activities are recommended processes, but that by performing them, one cannot remove the sinful desire seed from the heart, as was the case with Ajamil in his youth. This sinful desire seed can be removed only by achieving Krishna consciousness. And this can be accomplished very easily by chanting the Maha Mantra, or the Hare Krishna Mantra, as recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In other words, unless one adopts the path of devotional service, he cannot be 100% clean from all the reactions of sinful activities. By performing Vedic ritualistic activities, by giving money in charity, and by undergoing austerity, one can temporarily become free from the reactions of sinful activity. But at the next moment, he must again become engaged in sinful activity. For example, a person suffering from venereal disease on account of excessive indulgence in sex life has to undergo some severe pain and medical treatment, and he is then cured for the time being. But because he has not been able to remove the sex desire from his heart, he must again indulge in the same thing and become a victim of the same disease. So medical treatment may give temporary relief from the distress of such venereal disease, but unless one is trained to understand that sex life is abominable, it is impossible to be saved from such repeated distress. Similarly, the ritualistic performances, charity and austerity, which are recommended in the Vedas, may temporarily stop one from acting in sinful ways, but as long as the heart is not clear, one will have to repeat sinful activity again and again.
So, according to Vedic ritualistic ceremony, there is recommendation of prayaschitta, kondo, what is called?
Atonement.
Yes. Atonement. So, the example is given, just like a thief, he knows that stealing is not good. He has got experience that in the past he committed criminal offense by stealing, and he was arrested, then he was punished, still he's stealing again. a man knows that stealing is not good. By ordinary law, stealing is punished. And in the scriptures also, stealing is prohibited because it is sinful. And one has seen that a person who is a thief was arrested and was punished. Everything he knows, but still he commits stealing. Why? Therefore, Bhagavat says, through Sukadev Goswami, this prayaschitta vimarsanam, simply official prayaschitta, will not help a man ceasing from sinful activities. Official. In Christian religion also, they accept, confess their sinful activities, and again they commit the same sinful activity. So, Sukadev Goswami recommends this prayaschitta vimarsana. Unless one understands his constitutional position, unless he is convinced that why should he commit sinful activities simply for this body which does not belong to him. It is a foreign. Actually, he has no connection with the body. Vimarsanam means cultivation of knowledge. So, one has to cultivate knowledge. Then he can be stopped from sinful activities. People generally, they identify this body as self, and for bodily interest, he commits so many sinful activities, simply for satisfaction of the senses. But if he is cultured, if he is given proper knowledge that bodily concept of life is not your interest, you are spirit soul, aham brahmasmi, in this way, if he cultivates knowledge, that is very easily possible simply by engaging oneself in the service of the Lord. Kevalaya bhakti. Simply by devotional service, one can raise himself to the position of perfect knowledge, and thus he can renounce all sinful activities. Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojita Janayati Asu Vairagyam Jnanancha Jat Ahaitu. In ignorance means in bodily concept of life we commit sinful activities, but if we actually come to the platform of knowledge, jnana, then naturally there is vairagya, renunciation. Renunciation means renunciation of sinful activities. Renunciation does not mean renunciation of devotional service. Renunciation means that unwanted things, anartha nivitti, that is renunciation. Sadhu sadhya tato sadhu sanga tato bhajana kriya tato anartha nivittisya. If one is actually advance in spiritual life, execution of regular spiritual life, then automatically anartha nivitti, things which are not required, that becomes automatically stopped. Anartha nivitti sya. So that anartha nivitti is possible by sadhya, sadhu sanga, bhajana kriya, then anartha nivitti, then nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhava. In this way we develop our Krishna consciousness, love of God.
Another example is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, of the elephant who enters into a lake and takes a bath very seriously, cleansing his body thoroughly. Then, as soon as he comes out onto shore, he again takes some dust from the earth and throws it over his body. Similarly, a person who is not trained in Krishna consciousness cannot become completely free from the desire for sinful activity. Neither the yoga process, nor philosophical speculation, nor fruitive activity can save one from the seeds of sinful desires. Only by being engaged in devotional service can this be done.
The elephant, Hastishna. Hastishna, this is a very practical example. The elephant takes bath in the lake, very profusely throw water on his body and becomes cleansed, and as soon as he comes on the shore, he takes again dust and spreads over his body. So these are natural examples. Similarly, there are different processes for getting out of the reaction of sinful activities. But you take it. But if you again commit the sinful activities, then what is the use of such penance or prayaschitta?